Good evening, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, we welcome you. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I am the regular producer and host of The Meeting of the Inner Circle, and I am always specifically addressing the issues of our liberation, our salvation, our deliverance. How do we respond correctly and directly to being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide? How is it that we are able to have a new mind through a clean bloodstream, or what are the daily due diligence in creating the blood of Christ? A bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors, artificial flavors, no mucus and parasites and organisms and all of the things that have us in a place where we have all kinds of conditions from AIDS to zits. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to realize that we are always in a now moment of eternity. And to be conscious and conscientious and caring to realign and reorient ourselves towards the purposes in being on the planet, of which our education, our religious training, nothing has properly oriented us for understanding duty, obligation, and responsibility in being, and to know and to have been cultivated, properly nourished and nurtured and socialized to understand the responsibility of self-realization, self-actualization, and harmonization with the laws of existence so that we are fulfilling destiny and graduating the class of Earth residency with flying colors. We're in a now moment of eternity. It requires us to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into our own greater good, and to know that that is the benefit of applying ourselves towards the absolute truth. One's perception and perspective and how we see matters. But when our blood is defiled with the intoxicants and the sludge and all of that, that puts us in a position where we are literally creating all of this sickness, then our ability to see and perceive in light and in truth has been severely compromised, which is why the food is the tool of oppression, and that our liberation has to happen at the cellular level, because that which we're consuming affects every system of our being. It affects the way that we think, it affects the way that we feel, it affects our emotions, and we are whole beings. And the system that we've been brought up under kind of treats us as if we're a bag of parts. You know how you can go to the grocery store and get a bag of chicken parts. You don't have to buy the whole chicken. Just get the bag of parts. They're treating us like we're a bag of parts. So if you have issues with your heart, then you go to the cardiologist. You got issues with your feet, you go to the podiatrist. You got issues with this, you go to this one. And none of them. You can't get them all in the room together and then come up with the right formula for reversing all of these issues, that they will medicate you and test you and do all kinds of things, cut out and burn out and all of this. But you understand, we have to take responsibility for exalting a full life's urge. And those of us who are the wombed men, it is our now time to come to that place in space where we are reclaiming duty, obligation, and responsibility to know how to perpetuate our lineages, to understand that this is not something that we can just be guessing at, that we need to really understand that it is ours to do. And laying foundation for generations of people is one of the greatest works that we can do. But it is something that we have not been properly cultivated, nurtured, nourished, and fed to be able to do correctly, or to do it powerfully, or to do it successfully, in terms of ensuring the optimum functioning of ourselves so that we are ensuring the optimum functioning of those who come through us and those that we have charge over, our students, our other family members, the ones that we mentor. You understand, duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life is the foundation of what we should be doing in order to come to that elusive thing that we call unity. You understand? See, in this particular season, we have all of those ones who are exalting certain real nice, warm and fuzzy feeling kind of terminologies and whatnot, peace, you know, unto all, and, you know, all of this love and merriment and whatnot. And I'm saying that we have to come to a point and place where we stop the foolishness, because we have those who are murderers, liars, and thieves who celebrate Christmas. Those who are bastardizers and usurpers, you understand, who get all into the holiday spirit. You understand? And I'm just saying, it becomes a hella days because we're dealing with a holocaust of the pigs and the chickens and the hens and all of these creatures who were slaughtered so that their flesh can be served to you in one of the most sacred periods of the year, where we have been socialized to become gluttonous and to be in a place where we are not mindful of how to really live. How to honor, how to reverence, how to really be in the integrity of our duties, obligations, and responsibility as living beings, as human beings, as beings directly, and to have an understanding and an understanding that we're immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, and this is the even playing ground, the even playing field. But beyond that, there is no equality. But everybody has access to absolute law. Now we have to reach for it because we were not told how the laws work. We were told to get to work. You understand? And now so many people have been robbed of the integrity and the essence and the vitamins and the minerals and the gems of themselves that they can't work because they don't have the magnetism to attract. You understand? People look at them and they don't want those people working with them because there's so little of them left. You understand? So I'm just saying, we're in a place and space where our real work is remembering the truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And it matters to us to walk in the integrity of the divinity of our being. It matters that we are exalting the oneness of existence, that it matters that we are having an understanding, an understanding, and a resolute standing with that which allows us to stand absolutely, which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are already in the realm of eternity. We should not be dying at all. And so for those who really exalt life, then we have to realize that we cannot be about life and be about death at the same time. Because if you're about life and you're about death, you're literally about death. And that's why we were told you can't serve two masters. But to be about life means that you have to be about honoring the laws that govern us. And the law that is love, the law that is light, the love that says that we will get back what we put out there, the law of how thought works, the law of how our feelings, our emotional body works. We have to come to realize that there is a right way to be. And that's not just at a certain period of the season. That is 24/7, 365 days a year, times all of your lifetime. And the more lawful you are, the more loving you are, the more conscious and conscientious you are about being in harmony with the will of existence, the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the love of being directly, then you add to the very substance of yourself, the substance and the quality of the virtues of your character. You put yourself in a place and space where you are literally doing the work that you were born to do. And when it comes time to leave, you leave with the fullness of that which you have achieved, which is in the enhancement of the being that you are. All of the polished wood, metal, and stone, the homes, the cars, the this and that, you can't take that with you. And we invest so much time, energy, and money into the things that we can't take with us, the things that can be burned up, lost, and destroyed. But that which is timeless, that which is a part of the eternal, we discard it. We throw ourselves away and then expect to be respected as intelligent people. But when you have no value for yourself to the degree to which you do not have value for the other points of yourself, that may be all of the other beings that there are, or other races, or other nations of people, then you are undermining the very substance and quality of yourself and the richness of your experience here in life. Because it's not just about buying experiences. And this is what you know, having cash flow and all of that does for us. It gives us opportunity to choose other experiences. You understand? So that, you know, whatever it is that you would love to experience, you know, some people would just take a taxi and other people would prefer to drive with Uber or Lyft or something, or other ones would prefer to have a really nice car. Now, you're still in the ghetto. Still driving down the same streets, but it's a different kind of ride. You're paying for your experience. But when we value material, mechanical things more than we value the divinity and the uniqueness of our own gifts and our own body temples and the spirits that we are in these temples, then your whole life experience is going to be marginalized because you have missed the point. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care. Care to be in alignment with the laws that govern us as the way that we have leverage over the systems of oppression, suppression, depression, and all of those things that have us on all kinds of meds and looking for the next high. All this inebriation and intoxication. Everybody's like they're loading up on so much more alcohol. Everybody's selling alcohol. Whole Foods is selling alcohol. You can go in there and drink during the middle of the day. And I'm like, how is this? Isn't that bizarre? Y'all don't think that's bizarre that you have opportunity to have access to alcohol in your grocery stores and in the health food stores and all of these places. And you just drinking and drinking and drinking. You understand? And inebriating and intoxicating and all of this. And you're missing the wealth of the experience of being. Because the real high comes with really loving and living and respecting and reverencing and worshiping and breathing. You understand? You would die without your breath. We are by nature breatharians. You understand? By nature, because our breath is what animates us. And so whatever you eat, however you eat, if your breath is cut off, you will definitely not be present in this physical realm or in your physical body. Perhaps you're disembodied and nobody really knows that you're there because the spirit is something that you don't see it when it's not in the body. Unless you have that kind of vision. Now you have those who have the vision to see what other people don't see. You understand, when we remember that we are these points of an absolute and supreme presence and intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and we're dwelling in the reality of eternity, and we have access to the infinity of possibilities, and to understand that we are here for the experience of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the integrity of the truth of who we are as conscious immortals. That's what we should be doing. But they have us in a place, they being the systems of education or miseducation, religious training and culture and socialization, where we believe in death, we believe in dying, we believe in our sinfulness, we believe in indulging all of our senses. You understand? We linger and languish in degradation. You understand? Doing those things that rob you of your life force. You understand where it's whether it's the consistent sexual expression and spewing of oneself, and this is what has a lot of men having issues with their prostate, because we were never really oriented to understand the divinity of existence. So therefore, we were never really oriented and cultivated to understand the divinity of our own beings, the sacredness of our own bodies, and the sacredness of our sexuality, our sensuality, our being directly. And now we're having to really remember that. You understand? So I'm the one who is 24/7 consciously caring to encourage, to uplift, to inspire, to motivate, to urge you to understand the importance and the sense, the crisis that we are in as a global humanity that requires our being able to respond with the sense of urgency. And the correct response when you are being warred against, when there's an initiative that is depopulation, is to do nothing to undermine yourself. So it's not about self-medicating. It's not about having a medical marijuana. You know, it's not about being high all the time. It's not about, the system. Oh, man, it's just so hard out here for a black man. It's so hard out here for, you understand? Y'all can't hardly damn breathe because you are intoxicating yourself with all kinds of that your body don't know and can't recognize as food. But that's what I'm saying, is that we do all of this stuff to ourselves, to our own detriment, but then you're going to blame somebody else. And they say, well, shit, they're killing themselves anyway, so we might as well wipe them out. they really are not that purposeful anymore. You become useless feeders. Y'all just taking up space. You understand? And that's why we have to really understand that we are here under divine assignment. Nobody's here. Nobody has been authorized by the will of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is the intelligence of existence to be the legislators and the perpetuators and the profiteers of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. It is completely antithetical to what it is to be human, to be in a place and space where you rejoice in your opportunity and take opportunity and make it your business to be killing, slaughtering, undermining, usurping, bastardizing. You understand? So I'm just saying, under a global initiative that is that, then there is death on the horizon. And there are those who are listening here, you may not even get out of the year alive because you're so close to death already as a result of 40, 50, 60 years of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, pharmaceuticals, coffee, and all of this other stuff. So the accumulation and the contraindication of these behavior-modifying chemicals, the nature of which is that they're colorless, odorless, and tasteless, they saturate and concentrate in fatty tissue. So all of these extra hormones and pesticides and herbicides and all of this stuff is what's creating the cancer. It's what's creating the Alzheimer's. It's what's creating the Parkinson's. It's what's creating the lupus and all of this. So we have to come to that place and space where we are no nonsense, no compromise about exalting a full life's urge, caring to be in the integrity of our own divinity and reclaiming our power to be empowered to walk in the light and the truth of the ones that we be as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. These people have taught you to be idolatrous, where you value the life of this one, whether it's Jesus or Allah or Jah or Legba or this one or that. When you look at these points of existence as if they were the whole of existence itself, could never be. I remember having a conversation with one of the brothers from the ARC Singers who was going to interview with me, and I was telling him that I really wanted to have a conversation about what the salvation, what that process really is. You understand? And because when the songs that they sing, they say, oh, well, my salvation came through Jesus. And I'm saying, what did that really look like? I mean, what was it? Who was it? You understand? And because it's such a programming that we've received, that people, you know, are singing about the salvation that they done received through Jesus Christ and their Lord and Savior and whatnot, but they 300 pounds, 400 pounds, 100, they don't know how to eat. How could you be saved when you are a detriment to yourself? But no, we're not questioning it. Everybody watching, everybody then going blow up, and nobody is saying anything about y'all just trying to get out there and walk. Walking is going to be good for you, but until you learn that your body is designed by the intelligence of existence, and it is designed perfectly, and the only thing it really recognizes as food is the intelligence of existence that you're breathing, the intelligence that is the water, the intelligence that is in the land, in the plants, in the minerals, and whatnot. Otherwise, all this stuff that we're getting off the shelves that have been processed, that can sit on the shelves and whatnot indefinitely. You understand? From those whose parents are probably in their 80s and 90s and whatnot, and they experienced the depression in 1920-somethings when they were little and whatnot, then, you know, they were brought up under a cultivation through the 40s and whatnot, where we had pantries full of stuff. You understand? But many of us who grew up with our grandmothers and whatnot, you know, they preserved their food. They didn't just go and buy canned food. You understand? We learned how to get the mason jars and the paraffin and this and that, and we did the preserving and the canning ourselves to last us through the winter. You understand? These things are lost art in terms of how we are brought up, particularly in the cities. But the canned food, full of sodium, full of sugar, from devitalization, you understand? And for those who feel as though, oh, well, we got to prepare for doom days, so we got to, you know, we got to store all of this water and store all of this freeze-dried stuff and store all of this stuff. And I'm saying, if you really love your life that much, then why are you feeding off the flesh of dead animals? And why would you think that you having beef jerky and dead flesh that can be preserved and last, that that's going to be food for you? We're in a place and space where we have to really realize that we cannot be killing ourselves and have the fullness of who we are. And that all of the indulgence in base things, things that put you in a place where you are no longer exalting a full life's urge, being in a place where you are consistently reaching for that which has no life, and your body is reflecting it. And so I'm asking you to really get real clear about what you're living for, what really matters to you. Do you really want to be in a place and space where as you are getting older, you are getting sicker, and you're having to depend upon pharmaceuticals and whatnot because you refuse to do what's in your own best interest? That's the only reason. You understand? People who've been taking heart medicines and high blood pressure medicines and all of this stuff for 14, 15, 20 years and stuff is because you never accepted the truth that you could heal. You never asked, you never knocked, you never sought. But yes, you can apply yourself to Christmas and New Year's and Halloween and all of the holidays. We are all into the system. And I'm saying, this is not God's way. And the systems, the earth herself is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in this universe, so that we have to understand our responsibility on this pen is to be connected to the whole, which is ordered, which is divinity, which is eternal. But we can no longer continue to support the violation, the annihilation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the captivity and violation of other beings, and feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their bones, their fetuses, and then think that church and religion and spirituality is enough, when you are not honoring the laws that govern us. and where you love following the lawless ones. We're in a now moment where we have the opportunity to break free from all of the lies and the delusion and the inconsistency and contradiction and hypocrisy and the breaches of integrity that prevent us from truly living successful lives. And though the world awards our proficiency in whatever talent, art, skill, or ability, being proficient in an area of talent does not make you a whole being. It does not mean that you walked as a liberated person. It does not mean that you realigned yourself with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, or that you functioned under the auspices of your soul. So being in this now moment of eternity, dwelling in the now moment of eternity, realizing the real I that truly sees itself through every eye, and that all of the warfare and all of the divisiveness and all of the chaos and all of the murder and all of the rape and all of the violation, we can no longer participate with it and think that there is not a judgment that has already been issued that ends in death. And in the realm of eternity, you don't know how long you will be dead. You assume that you can get out the body alive, but I'm saying, I want you to think about it. If your neurological functioning is blocked and obstructed from all of this mucus and chemicals and all of this flesh and dairy and eggs and cheese and all of this garbage, right? So you're blocked neurologically, your brain functioning. You're blocked in your circulation. You're blocked in your respiratory. You're blocked in your eliminative system. You're blocked in your reproductive system. You're blocked in your endocrine and your glandular function, your hormones and all of that, your enzymes. You're blocked and obstructed all of your life, and I guarantee you, you're blocked and obstructed from getting out this body alive. We have to come to a point and place where we're thinking and we're outthinking a system that is delusional in thinking that it's prospering when it perpetuates the sickness, illness, disease, and death of its populace. And so I'm encouraging you to remember that you'll never have anything greater than who and what you already are but naked. And that our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water, and we can reshape ourselves. And in this now moment, with so much degradation and discontent and dissatisfaction and despair and depression and all of that, there is serious need for us to be about the business of recreating ourselves by attuning ourselves to the divinity of our being and our being in a place where we are doing our daily due diligence of clearing ourselves emotionally and mentally of the shame and the blame and the game and the disenchantment and the dissatisfaction with ourselves because of our trespasses and because of the trespasses against us and the molestation and the rape and the violation and the physical abuse and the verbal abuse and the sexual abuse that so many have experienced as a result of all of the degradation that was going on with our parents and our grandparents and the people who we were given charge to. This is our time to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, regenerate, and revitalize ourselves from the inside. But you have to be committed to doing it. And just like you brush your teeth every day and you bathe every day, then now we have to begin to cleanse our inner selves every day, if you care, to really be the foundation of the new earth and the new humanity, and to step off the path of adulteration, to step off the path of death, onto the path of maturation and eternal life. This is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. On 89. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are tuned in via the worldwide, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I pray that you have been edified and uplifted and inspired and motivated to be ever more disciplined and determined to do the inner work of the clearing, the cleansing, the purification that allows for the consecration of your body temples so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned as our answer to and our response to this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness, divide and conquer. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize how divinely blessed we are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. To realize that with every step that we make, everywhere that we are, that we can never be outside of the intelligence of existence. We're always within it. And while we're on the planet, developing the mindset, the consciousness, the attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for being so absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart is that which allows us to have real leverage over the systems of oppression, depression, suppression, subjugation, domination, and all of that. We are in a place and space where we have so much available to us that we should not be depressed and oppressed and suppressed and all of that, because we can lift our voices up, we can open up our hearts, we can make better choices, we can be completely committed to walking in the integrity of the all that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of all of those who came forth and sacrificed and made sacrifices and were sacrificed on behalf of all of the lineages that we represent, on behalf of life itself, on behalf of Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures, on behalf of the triumph of the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, and the poise of God as our absolute reality, as these points of the presence of that which we refer to as God, but I refer to it as the intelligence of existence. And when we are properly aligned with its laws, with its love, with its light, then we have the opportunity to participate as the vehicles and vessels of that, and to be the vehicles and vessels of God, as God. God being light, God being love, God being that which has authority over all things and the right to create heaven on earth. We're in a now moment where we need to step forward and step up to feel entitled to do that, as opposed to being entitled to being sinful, entitled to our own mistakes, entitled to be wrong as our expression of our degrees of freedom, to feel entitled to be in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, to feel entitled to nourish ourselves, to be strengthened so that we are walking in the integrity of our own conscious immortality, is the real entitlement by virtue of each and every breath and every beat of our heart, being in a now moment where we are always exalting our desire for life. Coming to a point in place where we do nothing to undermine ourselves. And therefore, in right alignment with life itself, we do nothing to undermine anything or anyone else. Because we have been so far off balance, out of alignment, it has to become obsession. The intensity of our intention to be rightly aligned, to be completely cleared and cleansed, will bring us not just back to balance, but it allows us to really participate in our resurrection, in our re-enthronement, in our realignment, our reorientation, in our liberation. To walk as a liberated being is to be in a place where you are under the authority over your soul, your angels, your guides, your guardians, to be mindful of having the opportunity be in a direct line of light with the administering intelligences of light, some of which may be our ancestry, some may not. But to be in a place where we remember that the physical world is governed by the spiritual laws, and the spirit worlds are so much more vast than the physical material realm that we are in. And just because we're not aware of it does not mean that it doesn't exist, because that which is truly real still lies in the realm of the unseen until we develop the capacity to see. And seeing is the responsibility of the light that we each are as these points of the presence of the Absolute. To see truly is where the real I that we each are, the I Am presence that we each are, has been completely cultivated, acknowledged, and that our will, our intention, and our desires have been harmonized and reconciled with the way of light and truth. And if we, as families and communities and nations, and a global family, all came to that place and space within the depths of our own being where we truly cared to master ourselves, to master our thoughts, to realize the real I that sees through every eye, and to be in a place where we do nothing to support the violation of other beings. Then this is the path, this is the way, this is that which doesn't have to be legislated. It just really has to be exalted. And that there are so many voices that are speaking to our global humanity, and the restoration of our global humanity is our blessing. That we are no longer limited by the major networks of television. That the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that it has gifted itself to absolutely everyone, and there are those who have and are consistently creating that which assists us in having greater access to everything that we could possibly need as information, as light, as wisdom, as truth, and as the tools for clearing, cleansing, and purifying ourselves. Those who are about the purification of the waters so that we have drinking water in the midst of so much pollution. Those who are busy creating and using the technologies to exalt life and to restore life. We have the opportunity to do what generations prior to us did not do in our being ever more deliberately intentional in standing resolutely with that which allows us to stand as absolute and supreme intelligence, doing nothing to desecrate and defile ourselves, but to literally consecrate our body temples through the process of purification consistently over time, knowing that the body is so intelligent that it is consciously seeking to purify itself consistently over time, regenerate itself consistently over time. We have to stop poisoning ourselves consistently over time to get the benefit of who we are and to really be in a place where we are exalting life itself. That is the order of existence. That's what all intelligences do. Exalt the intelligences that they are. We're in a now moment where we have to participate with the rest of all of existence in qualifying ourselves for continuance in existence, because Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of her creatures deserve their liberation. And to be in a place where we are caring, to dig deeper and reach higher, to step outside of the box, to dwell in the reality of the eternal, to be in a place where you are not thwarted in your efforts and you don't allow yourself to be sabotaged because of your attachments and your addictions and the company that you keep. Being mindful, cautious, conscientious, considerate, courteous, kind. You understand the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as the children of God. We can't really just fake it. It has to become how we function, how we be. And there are those who, because of how much toxicity has been absorbed into the fabric of their own being, the tissues and the cells of all of their organs and whatnot, it is difficult to be kind and courteous. It's difficult to be faithful. It's difficult to be optimistic. It's difficult to be anything other than difficult. To be in a place where you are harmonizing as opposed to creating chaos and divisiveness. We have to understand that what we are seeing with other ones is the evidence of what it is they're applying themselves to. And as we are becoming ever more conscious and conscientious of the reality that there is a plan and an agenda to have us divided within ourselves so that we are no longer exalting a full life's urge, to put us in a place where we don't mind being defiled. We do everything to create defilement of our blood. We feed from the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, sugar sweetened, all kinds of devitalized, degerminated, bleached flour products and whatnot that create all of the disease that we are seeing in so many ones of all hues. And until we really respect the intelligence of our being, until we really respect the divinity of existence, until we really respect the sacredness of life itself and the right of all of these creatures to have the right to their lives and to understand that as men, you are progenitors of lineages, and as womb men, we are perpetuator of lineages, and nobody has been authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence to generate a livelihood killing people and killing creatures and creating devastation and chaos and warfare and all kinds of violation, that will have you killed, because there is no way that you can be continued in existence where you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And being in a place where we see how many ones have come into the forefront of the consciousness of the people who have vied for selection and election to positions, and they don't have the Creator's will as their own will. And they suffer under the delusion of thinking that they are entitled to do whatever the hell they want to do, regardless of who it impacts and affects. But there is really, literally, only one way to truly prosper. And it comes from being intensely intentional and very focused to be in alignment with that which beats your heart and breathes you, that which is the intelligence of existence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. When we are conscientious and caring enough to invest in cultivating the wealth of ourselves and knowing how to regenerate our own life's currency is where we really prosper and where we really can thrive in the midst of those ones who are creating so much sickness, illness, and disease. As livelihood, we do not have to participate with it. And as a result of the miseducation and religious training that has supported us in feeling entitled to kill ourselves, to undermine ourselves, to be in a place and space where we can be inebriated, intoxicated, and in violation of the laws of existence because we were given this lie that our nature is sinful and death is the finality and fate and the natural end to life, and nobody gets out of this alive. And so I'm the one to remind you that we were given life. It's an eternal life. We should not be dying at all. And people in their minds say, okay, well, I know that the physical body has to die, but the spirit never dies. But if for 40, 50, 60 years you fed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, all manners of alcohol, tobacco, and got to a point where your cells would no longer regenerate, and you were either suffocated in that body temple or you were evicted because your body temple was no longer able to be a suitable habitat for a living spirit, but your spirit declined in the process. You understand, to be in a place where your blood is consistently defiled and poisoned, that you have been socialized to turn your blood into sludge, it affects your spirit. And so the condition of the spirit, it shifts and it changes. So if your spirit was contaminated and defiled your entire life upon the planet, and you managed to get out of your body as a living spirit, the quality of your afterlife is still going to be less than had you been very conscious and conscientious and caring about being in alignment with the laws that govern your own being, and you took responsibility to shape your character to be virtuous and integritous with who you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and you knew love, and you knew how to really harmonize in situations and circumstances, and you used your will and your intention. You use your resources, that is your life force and your cash flow and whatever, to bless the other ones. Your spirit is going to be in a totally different place where than one that did not do anything that was in its own best interest and did everything that was completely contrary to what the purpose of being is. So we should step out of this mindset that everybody ends up in the same place. We do not. And it's all the same. It is not. And coming to a point in place where we're maturing, we should be very conscientious about how we're living so that we are able to create a joyful day that is our graduation from Earth residency, as opposed to having tragic dates with fate and creating a scenario where we have been rendered so dysfunctional that every atom and every cell of our being got to a point where it degenerated and consistently degenerated, that nothing would heal and you had to have your limbs cut off and this and that. I'm just saying is that we are making choices on a daily basis that lay foundation for the quality of our living, but also sets in motion whether we will have a gloriously rising destiny in graduating the class of Earth residency as conscious immortals, or whether we will have tragic dates with fate. And so I'm encouraging you to look at what you really want with your life. And if you truly care to be healthy and to be well and to be vibrant and to be vital and to be victorious and triumphant over the initiative that the corporate deities of death have issued to have everybody filled with all of this toxins, from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, and all of the sugar and the candy and all of this stuff that literally the body does not and cannot utilize. It doesn't recognize it as food. It creates just excess waste in our systems. And it becomes sludge within our bloodstreams. And it facilitates the defilement of spirit, the degradation, the violation that leads to all manners of chaos and distortion and dysfunction and sickness and illness and disease and avarice and divisiveness. And we have those ones who are really about that business, who love this time of the year, and is all into the holiday cheer and merriment. But we have to realize that the culture that we've been influenced by has become extremely proficient in violating, desecrating, defiling, corrupting everything and everybody. And our leverage comes when we will no longer participate with it. Where we see ourselves greater. We are not limited by the thoughts of what hue of people we are, or what our social economics has been, or whatever the trespasses against us, or whatever the degradation we've experienced, that we are willing to be cleared and cleansed so that we can be renewed and rebirthed, reborn, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we can rise as a resurrected humanity. It doesn't matter where you've been and what you've done. The issue is, what are you willing to do in this now moment? And are you willing? Are you willing to stand on behalf of life, to stand as a vehicle and vessel of light, to be in a place where you are able to get into a direct line of light with your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, to be under the auspices of your soul, so that you are truly able to be a glory unto all, and all will be a blessing unto you, because you are able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything into your greater good. And you're mastering yourself, you're mastering your thoughts. You are the master and the captain of your own fate and destiny. To know the power of love and the incredible likeness in being, where all of your talents, your skills, and all of your abilities, everything is serving the light. For the light is the only victory possible over the darkness and the chaos, the divisiveness, the sinfulness, the wickedness, the evil. And it's something that we have to get light in order to be the vehicles and vessels of it. We get what we ask for. We get what we apply ourselves to. And to know that there is justice. And the only peace that you can possibly really have consistently over time comes as a result of your immersing yourself in the law that is love. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.